So let's kind of start from the beginning. Ryan, you're the son of two country songwriters.
Yeah.
They've written, co-written for Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. So I'm assuming growing up, was that something that you were kind of always following?
Absolutely, yeah. I said it on stage the last couple of nights in my yearbook. It said I want to be a professional songwriter and a football player.
Nice.
So, yeah, wasn't big enough to play football. So
I was going to say, so which one worked out for you?
Yeah.
You can tell by the hat. The side.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's always something I wanted to do.
And then, Rory, you've been playing piano since you were a little kid.
A youngin', yep.
Yeah, and you were the first time full-time cast member for the Carolina Opry.
Yeah, the youngest one in their, like, 40-year history. Yeah, so born and raised Raleigh, North Carolina. I started a band when I was 13 and just drove around the Southeast, me, my buddies from high school, and my Toyota Sequoia, and played anywhere that would take us. And then 17, I joined the Carolina Opry cast. I was there for a couple of years, give or take, with COVID. And then in the meantime, I was still back and forth in Nashville doing the thing, writing, meeting people in town, and just, you know, because country music was my first love. Ultimately got me hooked up with Ryan, and just we had a family friend reconnect us after him and I met like a little while back, 2016 or 17.
Yeah.
And yeah, fast forward, here we are now in Edmonton. Yes. Talking to you.
Starting
yeah.
a band.
Literally. Yep. And that was kind of my next question. Like, how did you guys meet? And it was through a phone call, the first connection. Awkward chemistry was there. Everything was fine and dandy.
Yeah, he cold called me.
Yeah, I cold called him. I you know, truth be told, I had like a small handful of songs, and I really wanted to do a band because I've been in bands and I love the camaraderie of it, and it's really fun. And I was honestly dang near the end of that. Like, I had met so many people, and I was just like, I don't think anybody's going to work, and I can see why duos are so hard and things like that. And then a mutual friend of ours was like, you know, you can meet so-and-so and so-and-so. She's like, you really should give this guy a call.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I've known him for a long time. He's really talented. Played a round of golf, and
on the 19th hole, we said, let's start Ryan and Rory. Yeah.
Wow, the rest is history.
Yeah, the timing couldn't have been more perfect.
You guys actually made your Grand Ole Opry debut December 7th, so that's coming up on almost a year.
Yeah.
How was crazy. That experience?
Crazy, and a lot's happened since then,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of big milestones.
We've played it twice now, which is honestly kind of hard to even believe.
Yeah, the second time was Jamie Johnson's birthday party.
Whoa.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. So like we the pressure on the first one was nuts.
Yeah.
But then like when
the second one was a whole star-studded event with like Megan Maroney 3 feet away and Ernest and all these different people, and we're like,
and they're like,
okay.
You know, they're watching you play, so it's like you don't know who's gonna be there in the audience, but like when you get the country music like family behind you watching you, you're kind of like, okay, man, if the first one wasn't a lot of pressure, this one sure is.
And so you guys are here tonight for Midway. You're opening up for the James Barker Band. I got to see you guys open for Brett Young. But if any of our listeners haven't seen you guys perform, what can they expect tonight?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, definitely a high energy show, a lot of surprises. We're actually doing a couple of unreleased tunes in the set tonight. And you just got to come out and see what happens.
You know how sometimes you pregame? We're that pregame.
You guys actually have a new song coming out next Friday,
Lawn Chair
in the Living Room.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
Sure, yeah. I went through a breakup about 6 months ago, and basically I turned a breakup into an interior design course and decided that when all of her furniture just kind of left the house one day, I was like, all right, we need to dress this place up. So got the lawn chair out of storage, put it in the middle of the living room, you know, and one of our other co-writers, Kevin Bard, he walks into my house one day and goes, dude, what's going on here? I'm like, yeah, it just kind of all happened. And he's like, man, like, what's this lawn chair in the living room doing here? And we took that title, decided to put it on its head and turn a lemon into lemonade.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
What he means to say is he failed an interior design course, and we got a great song out of it.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that mean that we won? Yeah. That I won the course?
Yeah.
This is Ryan and Rory with Lawn Chair in the Living Room.
Departure lane at B&A for your 3-day getaway girl trip. Kiss on the curb, 3 little words. Said you left me and don't forget to do list. And water the plants, left you a pie. I was thinking takeout, ain't gonna lie. You said, what would you do without me? Honestly, babe, I bet there'd be a lawn chair in the living room, cable box on the floor, one night stand with a couple cans, only one key to the front door. If I'd have never met you, I'd waste all my afternoons on a lawn chair in the living room, just waiting on somebody like you. On my way home, played I suppose, I curled my hair a little longer, sleep and skip church, wear wrinkled shirts, not a single one with a collar. I'd have a higher lift, lower handicap. The more I think about it, baby, that's a picture I don't want to see. Chances are a single me'd have a lawn chair in the living room, cable box on the floor, one night stand with a couple cans, only one key to the front door. If I'd have never met you, I'd waste all my afternoons on a lawn chair in the living room, just waiting on somebody like you to come around and give me a reason to buy a couch, make me wanna throw out that lawn chair in the living room, pick the cable box off the floor, toss them cans, get two nightstands and another key for the front door. Well, I thank God I met you, so girl, I don't have to sit on a lawn chair in the living room, just waiting on somebody like you. Somebody like you. Just waiting on somebody like you.